Salutations. This is finally the next Weeby Nerds podcast after like 7,000 months off. And I have Anton with me because everybody is fucking busy.
Yeah, everyone being busy and shit.
Yeah, fuck responsibilities. I don't even have a job anymore, so, you know, that's cool. I can do this now all the time.
I haven't had a job in 4 years.
Yeah, but I also don't have school. You go to school. I am free at all times.
I've been getting an associate degree for 4 years.
Yeah, that, you
calm down.
You've been to 3 fucking schools in, like, a year.
Yeah, something like that.
But what is nice about not having responsibilities is just, it was perfect timing. Destiny literally came out the day I lost my job, so I think it was destiny that I lost my job.
Ooh, nice pun.
Yeah, I won there. That's going to be the main part of the show right now, because that's, me and Anton both have over 100 fucking hours, because, again, with the no lives, Anton's
yeah,
probably got close to 150.
Like that. Actually, I hit 150 last week.
Yeah, it's retarded. This game is like my life right now. And then we will be discussing how I'm pretty sure drinking games can count as tabletop games. Because you do have to play a lot of them on a table. So, we just got stupid shit to talk about today. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I did record an episode like a month ago with Brandon, Never Gets Anything Done Plumber. And it's sitting on his computer somewhere. And we did like a 50-minute fucking podcast that day. So, goddamn.
Hopefully that'll be up sometime then.
Yeah, and hopefully some of the friends we've made on Destiny, if they're not in jail anymore, can listen to some of our shows. Fuck you, cake.
Damn you, I get cake.
But, yeah, so Destiny, if you haven't picked it up, go get it for PS4, not Xbone. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, and then join the Forgotten Fellowship, which is now We Be Anton's, because of the random jokes.
Yeah, we've been playing pretty much nonstop. I think we both went through the story in, like, the first, I don't know, 20 hours of game, because that's all we did.
Yeah, definitely. I think I got the story done in the first day.
And the story doesn't matter. You go through it. It kind of reminds me of Guild Wars, the first Guild Wars, where if you got any of the expansions, it's like the game literally didn't start until you hit level 20 and beat the game.
Yeah.
You got into all the post stuff. I mean, it's very much an MMO in the form of the gameplay doesn't matter. Who cares how many boars you have to kill? Who cares how many farmers' fields you got to save? Doesn't matter.
Shoot aliens.
They should make us save the farm mission in Destiny. Just, here's an MMO. The damn Cabal, they're getting my corn.
Yes.
Oh, man. Just to add a little more MMO to it. But, yeah, so the story doesn't matter. It actually kind of sucks. It's kind of boring. Kill a bunch of stuff. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, literally. Save the world. Standard shooter.
Several worlds. Oh, no, Venus is going to be destroyed. Who cares? It's Venus.
Yeah.
Like acid clouds.
Yeah, no one gives a crap.
Yeah, so the story doesn't matter, but once you start hitting, like, 8, I think 18 is when you start unlocking, like, the strike playlists, which are almost, they're mini raids that you don't really get to in the main storyline. That's when a lot of the fun starts. That's when you can actually start getting loots, because the loot system, if you can call it a loot system.
Yeah, oh, RNGesus, pray to RNGesus. Because it's an RNG, random number generator, loot system, and actually Honest Trailer said it best. It was, get to level 20 to start playing the real game, where you stop fighting the hordes of evil and start fighting the random number generator loot system.
Oh, God. At least they patched it, because at first, you'd get really excited, you got a legendary item, you'd go to get it identified, and oh, you got an uncommon level 8 item that you had, I don't know, 50 hours ago.
Oh yeah, no, I, at one point I had 14 legendary Ingrams, I popped them all in one day, I got like 12 blues and the rest were greens, not one of them was legendary,
yeah.
I was like,
so,
really? Fuck you, Cryptarch.
Like, luckily, Bungie is putting out a patch almost every week. I mean, it is an MMO, trying to fix everything they can.
That's why we're recording this.
Yeah, there's a patch going on right now that won't let us play for like 3 hours, because hopefully it keeps people from logging out. But they did patch the loot system, so now if you get a legendary, it's got to be at least a legendary.
You know, I'm still a little upset, though. If your game's, like, entire budget is the same as a GDP of a small country, I should be able to trade items.
$600 million or something ridiculous.
Yeah, that's like the Indonesian actual GDP.
I believe College Humor literally put out an article. It was 10 things you could buy with the money that was spent on the production of Destiny.
One's a small island.
Yeah, one was a small island. It was like a whole fleet of ships. You could buy half of like TWA or something like that. Like,
you could actually buy one of our small aircraft carriers.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of money was spent on this to not be able to trade any items. I think at least, since there are clans that are kind of useless until one of the next big patches comes out, you should be able to at least trade with people in your clan or on your friends list.
Yeah, that would that would work.
Because most of the time, again, when you get a legendary drop, if it's, well, it's now got to be legendary, but say you're playing as a hunter, you're really excited. Oh, yeah, legendary helmet. Oh, it's a warlock helmet.
Yeah, that happened to me. I outfitted a Titan before I ever got one legendary for my warlock.
I hadn't even started a Titan, and I got an exotic and all four fucking item parts for it. And it's just like, god damn it. The only thing they do to try to help is they do give you a vault where you can trade items between your characters, but...
Yeah, I mean, who... Really... Really. My vault is literally full of legendary weapons and that, yeah.
Well, yeah, you collect guns. I have a whole... My vault is literally full of cosmetic items. I have every cape that my hunter has ever dropped.
Why?
Every white, every green, every rare, every legendary or better. It's,
they don't do anything.
Yeah, they give no bonuses to anything. I'm just gay on the inside when I want to accessorize.
Yeah, you do.
And it's funny because everybody will bitch whenever they get a... legendary color scheme or a fucking cape or whatnot, and I'm like, yeah, legendary cosmetic items. I love MMOs.
Yeah, this is why you've never completed the raid yet.
Yeah, this is why I still have not beaten the raid. Though we did run the first official Weebie Nerds raid last night with the help of one...
Greddy 2.
Yeah. And we did all of it but the final boss, but that's because Anton was literally falling asleep through it.
Yes.
And we took three people who had never even stepped foot in the raid before. I'd only done... third of it.
Yes, Greddy and I carried you two, like, the rest of our team. So.
No, me, you, and Greddy carried, well, actually, and Zach carried Mark and Johnny, because...
they kept dying in the back.
Neither one of those two know what the names of left and right means.
That is true.
I had to keep yelling, nope, you're either right, okay, get over here.
Yes, because if you're unfamiliar with the raid, at the end, there are two portals, which, when people go into them... they're either red on the inside or green on the inside. So they have to call it out to the people outside to open the portals while they defend. So we would call it out, and then all of a sudden everybody in the portal would be waiting at the end for the portal to open, just burning our double damage because...
nobody could understand what left and right meant for the color schemes.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Helen, you're the colorblind one.
I know. That's the amazing part, is I'm in it, and I think it was Zach was like, how can we tell which color they are? You remember whether they're left or right on the outside.
Yeah,
that's
we're the ones that were on Mars or Venus.
Yeah, like, you guys just had to fight harpies. We had to fight minotaurs and hobgoblins trying to snipe the shit out of us.
Yep, but fuck harpies. But, yeah, luckily, the raids and everything and all your weekly stuff reset on Tuesday, so if we ever get to play again today, we can get all our weekly shit done.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be up before the end of the day. They're not going to start an event and then have it down the whole day.
Yeah, the Iron Banner started today, which, normally, in the Crucible, which is the PvP, it doesn't matter what level you are, what level your gear are. You could jump in at level 5 and still be tearing apart level 28s. But
now, not so much. Not in the Iron Banner. I will run your face into the ground.
In the Iron Banner, all of your equipment and levels count. So if you've got a fully leveled up fucking exotic 300 damage, Soros, blah, 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 gay, then...
you call it gay.
Yeah,
I call
you
it
tear
headshots.
The shit out of people. You can't jump into that. I almost wish I still had a level 6 just to jump in the Iron Banner just to like annoy the shit out of my teammates.
No, don't even, because the entirety of... my first 40 minutes in the Iron Banner, I had a level 4 and a level 6. Mm. And I was just staring at them like, why are you here? No, we won every single one. I just carried them.
Well, at least when they showed off the Iron Banner during the beta, it was like level cap of 8. So it didn't matter really if you were like a level 4 or whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody had white weapons and green weapons. That was stupid. But now it's like, oh, my God, this guy's running around and just dying.
Yeah, we got in. Well, he's been playing most of the morning. I got in like two matches before the patch to keep people from being kicked out kicked us out.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised. Bungie was not on the ball with that. They were like 7 a.m., so I did the math. I was like, that's 9 a.m. our time. It kicked us off at 10. I was like, yeah. What is Bungie doing? Someone got fired.
Yeah, 10:01 is when everybody got kicked off.
Yeah, somebody got fired at Bungie.
You know, since that's life right now, here's the podcast. But
yay,
hopefully
podcast.
It'll be up soon. Unfortunately, you have to go to class, so I'm going to get some shit in while you're gone.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to email my instructor. She doesn't listen to this podcast, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, I have an ear infection.
It's getting cold outside.
But yeah. I love the cold, though.
Besides the shitty parts, for the most part, I mean, I enjoy Destiny. We've played for so much time that it's retarded.
You know, I'd actually like to say something. I think this is the most I've ever talked on a podcast, if you ever listen to Filterless Podcast.
Well, that's well, when you're the only other person instead of just
no,
there
I'm
for the
I'm pretty sure there was a couple times that it was just like me and Mark, and I still didn't say
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you still didn't say anything.
That's because Filterless sucked.
Yeah, those guys blow.
Yeah, all of them, especially Filterless Anton, which is my PSN name. That
yeah,
guy's
I bet
gay.
You're loving that name now.
Yeah, it's so great. I'm so glad that, you know, we're still doing that podcast.
Yeah, don't you wish PSN would let you change your fucking handles?
No shit.
I wish you could at least pay for that. Like
you know what
Xbox.
Really sucks? Is I was really going to just change my handle, like when my, what the fuck is it, PlayStation Plus is up in like a couple months, and then I was like, but Destiny.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm going to lose my character.
Yeah, you would have to restart Destiny.
I was like, I cannot not have my level 29.
Which I'm wondering if the level cap will go up with that new...
I'm thinking it will. I think it's going to be 35 is going to be the new light level.
I've still only seen 130 guy.
I've seen three total. It's incredibly hard with RNGesus. He is a dick.
Well, and since that patch where you automatically get legends from legendaries and whatnot, I've gotten like two, but I get a shit ton of blues and greens, and I still don't get legendaries from the blues either.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I got the Unfriendly Giant, that purple rocket launcher today from a blue, randomly.
Well, and they fixed the blues to automatically give you blues or better, and the purples to give you purples or better. But when I was on my lower level character, if you open greens, you can still get whites from them. They didn't update the lower level gear.
That's because no one gives a shit.
Yeah, I mean, I now have a 23, a 24, and a 28, so it doesn't bother me.
Why are you?
It was
I was about to be like, why are you still getting green Ingrams?
No, when I was still in like the teens, I was like, oh, they didn't fix lower level loot.
No one cares about.
You open
the lower
a green
levels.
And get a white, and it's like, oh, cool, I got 20 Cryptarch points.
I'm just hoping that Iron Banner is open for Christmas. Because I just want to shit on some Christmas noobs. Like, I just want to be like, day one, motherfucker.
We got a PS4 in Destiny. Yeah, well, welcome to the Crucible.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what's Iron Banner? That symbol looks cool. I'm going to play that. Come on in, level 5.
Meet my Suros regime.
Actually, I'm going to have to look that up, because I wonder if, you know, you can't unlock all of the Crucible matches until certain levels. I bet you they set Iron Banner at, like, at least... something. I'm
no,
because
the level 6 got it. There was a level 6 in there.
Okay,
today,
they must just, because it's a special event open to everybody.
I think it's just because you have to be level 5 for events. So once you open the event, you'll be able to get into Iron Banner, and if you run into Filterless Anton, he's going to run your face into the ground. Because that's how I do shit. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit of a boss. That's why they changed their clan name to Weeby Antons, because Anton is synonymous for I'm amazing.
Well, or that, and what was shitty about the events is with the Queen's event that just happened, I was still, like, level 20 with my Warlock. I couldn't go do the Queen's missions because I was too low of a level. So I'd be doing the bounties, getting the fucking
I think I ran you through, like, the first one.
Yeah, and I couldn't get into them to actually get the gear, despite being level 20 and being able to wear the legendaries that you get every time.
Yeah, that becomes the issue with events, is Bungie wants to make it hard for us to give the end game some actual reason to still be playing the game, which is really fucking nice. Don't get me wrong, because before Queen's missions and everything, we were getting bored as shit.
Yeah, and I am glad it seems like they are doing PvE event, PvP event, PvE event, back and forth, because we had the Queen's, which was obviously PvE only.
Yeah, it was.
And like I said, I think it was just a chance to get some gear and level and have extra bounties to level up to get ready for the Iron Banner coming out.
Yeah, I definitely think there was a lot to do with that. Bungie feels like they know what they're doing pretty well in this game.
Well, I think it's also their way. A lot of people in the comments of all the patches and stuff are getting worried that they're going to take it to PvP only. And putting out PvE events is also really helping. With
oh, yeah, they're trying not to Halo it at all, which is really nice. But I really wish that they would fix it and put the Grimoire in the game, like the Grimoire, so I could just read the lore about the game in the game. I don't have to go to Bungie.net.
Yeah, that... And I wish you could check your reputations from your inventory.
Oh, no. a couple days ago, I put out a 5 out of 10 review for Destiny. It got shit on so hard by so many people. And don't get me wrong. Destiny is a great game. I flat out said Destiny is an amazing game. You need to go pick it up. But the problem is on delivery, as of right now, it is a fucking failure as a story.
Yeah. Luckily, they accept that they're an MMO, so they're literally like, oh, every week we're trying to get out as much shit to try to fix every tiny problem.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great, because there's people that were still having centipede errors, which means you can't connect to the server, and they literally were like, in this patch note, it was like fixes centipede errors for that were targeting specific players.
I didn't even
know
what that meant, but I just figured it was fixing
something.
I've never
had a problem. There was a couple days where it was janky on me getting on the server, but that's
I've never been able to connect, but they're also fixing the issue I have where it's like, oh, final boss of the strike, and I get kicked fucking orbit. And it's not my PlayStation Plus because we only sit in PlayStation parties.
Yeah, no, that's Beaver. They're fixing that too, which is a KTO.
I know. I'm so excited. That's the good thing about sitting in a PlayStation party because you can tell if it's your internet or if it's Destiny being a jackass.
Not to mention, you can also, if you're playing with those people, just be like, hey, I got kicked. Don't kill the boss.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Don't open a chest yet. Fucking Zach getting kicked during the raid and coming in and
Through the raid, too. He left. I literally told him, hey, sit there and you'll spawn. He's like, I'm not going to get loot. We're like, yes, you are. You're in the raid.
In the party. You'll get your ascendant shit.
Let this out right now. If you are in the raid at the second part of the boss, if you get kicked out, you're going to come back in and instantly die.
Because you'll fall like 1,000 feet.
Yes, you just fall from the sky. What's going to need to happen is you're going to have to trust your teammates.
Yeah,
if they clear the area,
you'll get the loot and revive, and if they wipe, then you'll come back in.
Exactly. He left literally in right as we downed the boss because he's like, I'm not going to get loot. Shut up.
You got the loot.
You were going to get it, but you didn't because you're a whiny little girl and whatever.
I don't like that jumping puzzle.
Dude, that jumping puzzle.
That jumping puzzle can suck a dick.
That jumping puzzle is fucking you kids up.
Well, fucking Johnny made it across just first. And he was like, I don't know how I did that, but I'm over here. I was like, I can't do it.
Well, literally, the only reason you have a problem with that jumping puzzle is because you refuse to be a blade dancer.
Yeah.
It's so easy
you
for
fall
blade
too slowly when you triple jump, so you can't hit those things before they poof and get to the next one.
Yes. No, you...
Now they know that I can switch over, but god damn.
Yeah, no. Literally, if you're a blade dancer, that second way that I showed you in the cave, if you guys don't know, as soon as you get to the jumping puzzle, what you're going to do is you're going to look to the left, and there's a cave. If you are a hunter and you have blade dance, the only thing you're going to do is pop your super, go through that cave, blade dance, and just keep swinging, and you'll land, right there. So easily.
Well, I think they had to have a way to be like, okay, just fuck Hunter's triple jumps in this one instance where their agility doesn't matter.
Oh, no, you have no idea. Be a Titan. A Titan. The only thing you can do is jump straight up.
Well, yeah, at that beginning boss, if you have a Titan in your party, they have to grab the relic to be able to soar over to that hiding spot if you want to do the cheap.
What are you talking about? I was the one that did it.
Yeah, but we didn't have a Titan in our party.
I always do it.
Oh, man.
We have two Titans in our party, and I still do it.
It's impossible for Titans to get over there very well.
Oh, dude, you have no clue. I literally jumping that jump in third person.
Oh, it's shitty. So I did it when I took just Mark and Zach to show off that part. I was like, all right, I'll take the relic because I've got triple jump and this is going to be fucking shitty.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, if you're playing a first-person game, go into third-person mode and try and do anything. Everything feels so stupid and so bad.
Oh, Sword of Crota is terrible.
Because it's just, it's so, like, that's how I don't understand people do Blade Dancer. Because you just go into third-person mode and just start, I'm going to swing my sword.
Well, and that's like, at least Titans, Strike Titans, when they use their thing, you're literally hitting in front of you. When you're playing that void fucking wizard, I have a hard time. You gotta practice aiming that super to, if
no,
you're
you
trying
don't.
To get any range. I can't do it.
You just don't get range.
Yeah, I just I gotta do. Fucking practice.
I run right into people's faces and hit them with it. I'm like, you're gonna die.
It's just like, god damn it. And the other thing I've noticed, I taught this to Johnny and Mark last night, all the fucking noobs that run to try to take points in control.
You're
like
a failure.
Oh, God. I literally just sit back. I'm like, well, I'm just going to sit on A and protect the shit out of it and get 13 kills in a row.
Yeah, no. Hey, all the Call of Duty kids and shit like that, you're going to get off your game. But if you try and overplay the fucking objective, you're going to swap spawns every time.
Well, let's be honest here. There are no Call of Duty players on Destiny because they
There's
haven't
quite
left
a lot.
Call of Duty.
There's quite a lot.
Well, yeah, they buy it, they play it for 2 minutes, go,
I'm not level 20.
But, god damn it, it's just stay there. And, well, and what's funny is all the other noobs attacking the points don't expect people to be sitting there and playing defense either, and that's where you get a shit ton of kills.
I'm surprised, like, when they finally give that fucking party chat, I guarantee you I'm gonna get called a camper.
Oh, yeah, nonstop. Well,
except for I never leave PlayStation parties, so...
Yeah,
kids.
I had a guy, like, on my team hitting me because I wouldn't leave, like, A on a match. I'm like, dude, look at my score. I've got a shit ton of kills. Go out there and die.
Yeah.
Just piss off.
Yeah,
I'm
just
busy.
Go run to death.
Go with your shotgun and, you know, go stand next to a guy real quick. Just leave. I'm in here with an auto rifle. Piss off.
Yeah, no joke. But in control, literally, if you hold 2 points, you win the game. That's the whole point. There are 3 points. It's a domination type game type. If you hold 2 of 3 and your teammates are worth anything, you're going to get 200 plus points a kill.
Yeah, and you always have that idiot that goes for the third part, so it swaps fucking spawns, and then you're fucked.
Yeah, then you just get raped.
We had that game last night where we were tearing apart, and then as soon as we...
The level 6. Oh, my God.
Yeah, as soon as they swapped us, we couldn't get shit going.
I love that level 6 in the mouth.
God damn it.
Because guess what happened? They just controlled those 2 points. Because literally, Bungie has yet to make a map that isn't one-sided.
Oh, yeah, there isn't one.
There's always one team that is way too far from the middle point, and it...
Yeah, every mission, A is always really close to B, and then C is just out in the fucking boonies, and if you get swapped to C, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're just screwed.
B is always the riot fucking rape area, A is always close to B, and then C is just a mile away.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, god damn it. And you always have that one idiot that's like, no, dude, I'm going to go take A, or I'm going to go take C. No! I wish team fire was on so I could shoot you in the back.
I know, right?
Stop you from going over there. I'll take negative 200 points. I don't care.
Yeah, literally, a lot of the time, if you're playing in a PlayStation party, like, we'll get bored with it and we'll be like, okay, well, we're going to go take the further point because these kids are just dying.
Yeah, they're terrible.
You know, like, they're stupid. They're just getting shot. They're target practice. That's essentially what they
but are. But if you're playing another really good team... Don't fuck up.
Yeah, no, you don't do that. You're like, no, because guess what's going to happen? The fight is now going to be over the good point and B.
Yeah, and guess what? They already own it. So that raping that you were just doing over the good point, they're now doing.
Exactly. So half of your team is now trying to take the good point back.
It's so terrible.
Except
especially
for when you're the level 6.
Fucking shitty X-Bone players, I hope you're not listening anyway, but you won't understand because you don't have Exodus Blue yet. A, if you lose it, you're just fucked. It just sucks cock.
Which one's
that? That's the one where B's in that barn in the middle where
oh,
everybody's just slaughtering. If you lose A, you're fucked, because A is really hard to take.
Yeah, A is impossible.
C in that cave is fuck it, and it's way out there, so who cares?
Well, I mean, if you control C, that's the only point that you can actually snipe in is by those boxes, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
But A is, like, really close to the B, and you can just keep tossing grenades into B from A.
Oh, but that's going to stop now, because they stopped the quick scoping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, kids, if you don't have Bungie yet, Destiny yet, Bungie has officially stopped quick scoping, so you're golden.
Yeah, no shit. I quick
scope
with a hand cannon.
No, do you know how many times I've quick scoped fucking Blade Dancers in the face with a sniper rifle?
Yeah, I think they're really trying to distance themselves from Halo, so they're trying to... I wish they'd take away the shotgun melee, but...
No, I'm such a slut with that. Shotguns
are only PvE for me. I don't even switch from my primary in Crucible unless I get heavy.
Dude, I whore that shotgun. I whore it so badly. It's like...
Now, one thing I wish they'd take from Call of Duty is map voting, because I'm so tired. Nobody wants the vehicle maps. Nobody wants the vehicle maps if you're playing Control. Nobody.
No one ever wants the vehicle maps. They just need to take those out.
Goddamn. And and as much as I thought... What is it? The Mars or Venus one was bad?
Yeah.
Mars. The moon one is terrible. The moon one is my least favorite mission of all goddamn time.
I love the moon one only when I need to get sniper headshots.
Yeah, because everybody sits on the outskirts and snipes, but those...
Yeah, and you're shitty.
I wish they'd bring voting from Call of Duty, because goddamn.
I want to put a challenge to anybody that's in, an MLG sniper clan. I just want you to come into Destiny, because I just want to rape you.
Oh, man. Goddamn, that
moon
mission
is
so shitty.
What was that last moon mission we played, the last moon one? I got 26 kills, and it was all with my sniper.
Yeah, sit way 100 yards outside A and just take bitches out. It's like, goddamn it.
I didn't even do that. I was standing on the points shooting people, because I was like, you're going to stand there. You're going to go there. You're going to go there. I know where all the sniper points are. I played enough
big
matches.
Open map, and you can get to each point with vehicles. It's like, fuck, I hate that mission.
Yes, but the wonderful thing about being a sniper is I can shoot your ass out the vehicle.
they're
all
true.
Open. But they need to add boarding vehicles. They need to actually Halo that portion.
Yeah, I would like to be able to, okay, jump on the Vindicator. All right, I'm going to sit up here with my fucking auto rifle while he drives around and bazookas people to doom.
Stupid fucking interceptor.
Yeah,
tank.
Such shitty vehicles.
I saw somebody blade dance somebody out of the interceptor.
I have been blade danced out of an interceptor.
That was beautiful. I was just like...
They don't even have to hit you. If they run up and hit the side of the tank, it just blade dances the fuck out of you.
That's awesome.
It counts as hitting you immediately.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. I hate those pikes, though. The pikes.
Yeah, pikes are so shitty. They don't do any damage in PvP.
No.
In PvE, they're great. You need them for, that winter mission for a couple parts, but they are just completely shit for Crucible.
Oh, no, I disagree with you. I completely disagree with you. They don't do a lot of damage, but you can't shoot people on them.
Yeah, it's like they meld into the bike, and you can't get people.
It's like seeing a giant penis coming for your face, and you can't dodge it, because they're so quick.
It's so shitty. And whereas the Vindicator crawls along at the speed of Turtle, and...
It's got a 3-second boost. You're like,
it takes you 15 yards.
Yeah, exactly. I love that thing.
Especially in, and they're those are even terrible in PvE, in the tank mission on fucking Mars.
Yeah,
you still can't even do shit with the Vindicator.
They said that they were going to nerf them in the beta. If you played the beta and you were worried about that tank, yeah, they suck now. They are terrible. Never get in one.
Yeah.
Never.
God damn it. We last night when we did the heroic on that mission, we literally just pistoled that tank to death because none of us wanted to get in the Vindicator. We just ran in circles just pistoling the fucking thrusters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, literally. I have
cocksucker.
Literally hit somebody with a rocket dead in the chest, and he lived.
Yeah, he's just like,
no,
I'm going
to
shoot you in the face.
What just happened? But then again, I've shot somebody with my rocket launcher, and they lived. I was like, I'm pretty sure if I nail you square with a rocket, you should die. But
there are some little tiny fucking shitty things like that that are just fucking piss me off.
There's some hit detection issues that I've had, and a laggy server. I've gotten the shittiest laggy servers.
That guy meleeed you from behind. His knife stuck out his back, remember, and fucking meleeed you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Or what was it? Oh, no, you weren't there. I was playing with Shadowhawk before you got in, and I sniped a Titan in the head, literally saw his head go back, shot him 6 more times with the sniper rifle, reloaded, shot him 6 more times. He killed 3 of my teammates and then died from my first shot.
Yeah, that
I was like, what?
I'm hoping this shit today will fix some of that. But
I flat out, I was like, Shadow, we're leaving. We're leaving now. I was like, there are invincible
it's
Titans.
It's like the old Xbox days when you put the stop switch on your fucking internet and just...
Oh, yeah, you just kept hitting the reset button repeatedly. Oh.
Well, and the other problem I have of hit detection is there is no hit detection with enemies in PvE. You can run right through a drag, you can run right through a cabal, anything. The minute you get in, like, PvP or you're playing with buddies, you can bounce off each other and knock each other off the edge. But there's no hit detection with actual enemies.
Oh, yeah, no, it's wonderful.
You can run right through any fucking mob in the game.
Like, it's completely reversed from any game
but
ever.
But the minute you walk in front of me with a rocket launcher, I blow the fuck out of myself. It's like, it is completely one-sided hit detection.
Oh, yes, yes, it is. I've killed myself multiple times in PvP because somebody was just...
Running in front of you with a rocket launcher.
They're like, no, I'm going to get the kill, and boom, you're like, oh, you dick.
Yeah, no other hit detection. You can run through a fucking devil walker.
Oh, yeah.
You can walk right through him. You can jump through him.
I've done it.
Yeah, but the minute... Oh, God damn it. Just the... With fellow players, hit detection just needs fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Or they probably consider it fixed, and they just need to make the enemies hit detection then, too.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
oh,
God damn it.
Oh, but I love this game. This is amazing. Like, as much as, let's see, what's come out since Destiny? Shadows of Mordor and Hyrule
Alien
Warriors.
Isolation also and just came out, like, in the last few days.
I haven't played that one yet. I haven't had enough money.
Well, you just bought Lord of the Rings.
This is true.
And Warriors.
That too. But, I bought Hyrule Warriors with this shit that I traded in for Destiny. But, as far as any other games, I'm just going to say a side note. I like Assassin's Creed Lord of the Rings Edition.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. But Shadows of Mordor is really good. Hyrule Warriors actually was amazing. I haven't beat it yet.
Yeah, Brandon even said he had high hopes for it, but he didn't expect it to be, like, as good as it is.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. It's one of the best games that I've played in a long time besides Destiny. Because I can't say enough about Destiny.
Well, and I really want that Mordor, but for me, it's like Borderlands is getting ready to come out.
Yeah, very true.
And Little Big Planet 3 is coming out in like a month, and I'm a huge Little Big Planet fan. I'm not even a platformer guy, but I'll play the fuck out of some Little Big Planet. Yeah. Iron Banner, I don't give a shit.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely.
If Iron Banner wasn't this week, I'd borrow it from you and play through it real quick. But
yeah, if you hear that random clicking noise, that was me turning off my mic, and then Eddie just talked in the mic like a jackass.
Yep.
Because fuck it, why not?
I've had my finger under the fucking... Cause it's just a slider.
Because it's noon and we're drinking.
Yeah, whatever. Is it noon? It's not even noon yet. Fuck it. Oh, yes. Also, we're drinking Jamie's alcohol. We're not even drinking ours. She left a... Fucking delicious.
Is there anything left in that? Give me.
Fifth of Angry Orchard something. That it had a fucking cork in it. I don't even know what it is, but yeah, we're drinking
It's Angry Orchard Ice.
Iceman?
Yeah.
It had a cork, and it's not ours, but we're drinking it because it was in my fridge. Makes it mine.
It's been there since our last game night, so
whatever. It's been in there for like 2 weeks, so we drank it.
And she didn't show up to tell us not to, so.
Yep. Fuck that bitch and her school and work and whatnot.
Yeah, responsibilities.
Yeah, again, responsibilities. Fuck them. Yeah, so, let's see, Mordor came out, Alien Isolation, which I want to play, but I don't have the money.
I know, right?
Because see, no job, 30 minutes ago on the podcast.
Yeah, see, the struggles of being a video game, like, I'm a pro gamer, flat out. Like, in the old school sense of pro gamer, like, I play enough hours that it should be my job.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, and, I sent you that text, whatever that gamer charity is, where you play for 24 hours, is in, like,
yes.
2 weeks.
Extra Life.
Extra Life starts on, like, the 21st, I believe.
Yes, we did that last year on Filterless.
Yep.
So, I'm going to... Actually, I already have an Extra Life for Filterless. I'm going to remove it right now. Well, not right now.
Yeah,
right now.
Extra Life 2014 is in on like the weekend of the 21st.
And I'm going to flat out issue a challenge to anybody that listens to Weeby Nerds, because I bet you it's more than people listen to Filterless, which is probably all of four.
Four. People, we have five.
Oh, you have five. Shit. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to issue this right now. I'm going to make it. We last year had $325 was the max, and 200 of it was mine. If we get more than 325, I will not only do 24 hours of gaming, I will do 48 hours of straight gaming.
I mean, he says that like it's a surprise, but okay.
Yeah, this is very true. And as part of the 24 hours of gaming, if you add Filterless underscore Anton and you have Destiny, I will drag you through the raid.
Yeah, I will. Everybody in the Weeby Nerds raid group will drag your ass through it.
We will drag you through the raid. We will drag you through the weekly. We will drag you through the Nightfall.
And it'll be just in time before the new raid comes out. Hell, exactly. We'll run the first new raid with you.
Yes. If you want, we will attempt to be the first new raid group through. Because I don't give a shit. Those uppity little bastards that did it in 12 hours.
Yeah, fuck those
them.
Guys.
Because I really want to beat those guys because they got snotty with it. And I actually... I sent them a request to join their clan. They denied me because my KD ratio was 0.01 lower than they were looking for. So fuck those guys. And literally, I had more hours clocked than all of them.
Yeah.
I was like, really? I lost one match. I lost one.
Yeah.
One more than you guys.
We'll
okay.
be putting more up about the Extra Life shit on the Facebook and stuff. Because I need to look more into it. I remember most of it from last year, but...
Literally, you should just be able to pick your person of choice or pick our team totally. If you want to join, go right
ahead.
Yeah,
it's literally a charity where you get people to pledge, and then instead of running a 5K, which I can't run a 5-meter...
no, you can't.
You literally play games and then donate money to whichever charity is this year. I believe it's a different charity every year.
No, it isn't. It's always not? Children's
it's always
Miracle Network.
Oh, well, see, that's a good one. That goes to, like, every charity.
Yes. Well, Children's Miracle Network goes to all the children's hospitals in the area.
Exactly.
It is a great cause, and I can't say that enough.
Yeah, because all the big video game companies even donate, like, tons of money. I mean, like, Sony, I mean, not even just the production and shit companies, but, like, every video game company donates a shit ton of money
for flat
this
out
thing.
Kids are literally our future, so we might as well keep them healthy and happy.
I mean,
while
sure, they're all a bunch of jackasses, but, they're going to grow up and be okay, maybe.
Yeah.
If cancer doesn't kill them.
I have two of my, I have two kids, and, well, fuck. Thank God none of them have had to go to the hospital yet, I don't think.
None of them have AIDS yet. Or Ebola.
Yeah, I know, right? Have my kids gone to the hospital? I'm a shitty parent.
Yeah.
But
I would like them to be taken care of had they ever gotten
anything.
Yeah,
if they ever have to go anywhere other than Alton Memorial, I would love for the Children's Hospital in St. Louis to still be up and running.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had to go to Cardinal Glennon a few times, and it's a great hospital. I mean, everyone when I was a kid was super nice, and the hospital's cool. Like, that hospital is cooler than an amusement park.
Oh, it's
park.
Yeah,
like,
oh, fuck, they take care of kids there.
My heart goes out to anybody that has ever had to be in a children's emergency room, too, because that's got to be the shittiest job in the world. So,
yeah.
Let's make sure.
Especially without Patch Adams.
Oh.
He died.
God damn it, Eddie. Like, we were having a serious moment, and then you go Patch Adams on me.
Depressing movie.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, we're going to do Extra Life. We will be on Destiny for... I will be on for a full 24 hours. Eddie still doesn't
I'll be
have
like
a job.
12-hour Destiny, 12-hour fucking Borderlands.
Yeah, something like that. But if you want to get your shit done, if you don't have it, just add Filterless underscore Anton, A-N-T-O-N. I think my actual Extra Life name is Filterless Anton, too. So, you'll get it.
Yeah, and we'll post some more up on the Facebook, because I haven't looked into it at all.
It's because you're a shitty human being.
Yep, sure am. Kids with cancer. Just
God
keep Ebola away
it.
From them. Just keep Ebola away from them. It's fine.
Well, we have to all die of something, so we should keep it cancer, not anything else.
But Now it's time for the fun part.
Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Table. Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Do it on the table.
Always gotta love that doing it on the table. Fucking, we trick the shit out of Jamie to get that, and I love it every time I listen to it. But let's see. We had our very first Weebie Nerds official game group, not last Saturday, but the Saturday before.
Much like PlayStation, I just realized my mic was off.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Ha!
I'll just keep talking, whatevs.
Whatever.
But, yeah, so we had our official first game night. We're getting ready to have a shop that'll let us, like, fucking do it there, but I had, like, 4 tables set up in my basement. I think we had 13 or 14 people show up.
Oh, yeah, if you don't know which comic shop you're talking about, if you ever listen to Filterless, you do, Sideways Comics. Fuck that
now,
fucking trailer.
Now,
Brandon.
Luckily, he won't be Sideways Comics now because he doesn't sell comics, new comics anyway.
Oh, is he going to be a game store now?
Well, it's just going to be Sideways, and it's just going to be an all-around shop, but it's not going to be misleading now.
Fantastic. Because that dude didn't have comics for shit.
Yeah, all I had was back issues, which I bought a couple really old, like, 1940s Boris Karloff, like, Dracula comics and shit that cracked me up. He has a lot of really old shit that just makes me happy. He had an old Phantom 2020 comic. I used to love Phantom
nice.
When I was younger.
Yeah, that was
one
awesome
of my
comic.
Dad's favorite comics. But, so we're going to be, like, at the official game group of Sideways in Alton here soon. He should be opening either this month or next month. But until then, we just went ahead and had a night here. We had a really big game of Battlestar Galactica where...
My colorblind ass fucking sucked.
Yeah, you don't know politics from engineering.
Very true. This is red and purple. Which one is red and purple?
Now, we had a big game of that going. We played, let's see.
I want a color-friendly, like a colorblind-friendly board game. Yeah. All of them rely way too much on colors,
yeah.
You assholes.
Let's see, we had that big game going. We had some people playing Your Boss Monsters. Fantastic game.
Was that mine?
Yeah, you brought your version.
No, I didn't.
Well,
Brandon
maybe
has my version.
Okay, then maybe it must have been Tyler's, I think. No, no, that was Kevin's. Kevin
okay.
owns Boss Monsters. We had a huge game of Bang going on at the end of the night. We played Betrayal, which we always fucking play.
Yeah, they
ditched out early to go raid, but...
Hey, yep. Destiny, damn
yep.
it.
We had quite a bit of shit going. We just recently made friends with a new guy who had like 6 or 7 board games that the shrink wrap wasn't even off of because he had the problem I had for the longest time where I would buy a $60 game and have nobody to play with.
That's why I don't buy them.
I know, but now I do because now I have to like fight and they'll be like, okay, well, I can only have 6. Who's in?
Yeah, I see your Facebook posts all the time, and by the time I even get around to like trying to be like, I'll go... Like, 9 people have been like, I'll go, and
yeah.
I'm like, shit.
Now that's why I'm glad I have multiple tables, so that I can have literally several games going at once. We had that mini night last week where we played Pandemic for, like, 4 fucking hours.
Oh, yeah.
That game
yeah.
is fun.
Oh, we started making it harder on ourselves since we found a cheat way to do it.
And we still beat it by normal time frame.
I know. It was
such a simple game, but it's really fun.
Oh, it's an amazing game. I actually saw that game on Tabletop on YouTube, Will Wheaton's little
I bought
thing.
That company's second game, Forbidden Island, before I even found out Pandemic existed, and then they're quite a bit alike. And let's see, this...
Really, I need to figure out what Geek and Sundry is doing, because Felicia Day is just hot.
Yeah, Felicia Day is super hot. I love her in Fallout New Vegas.
I just like Felicia Day. She's just...
They do have all of the guild on Netflix.
I met her once. She's awesome.
Jesus.
When
she's
I was
gorgeous.
Actually working at Gearbox. Yeah.
She is gorgeous.
Oh.
But, like, we're...
I drooled for, like, 15 minutes.
Oh, I bet.
Sorry. I got sidetracked. Redheads.
Yeah.
Just redheads. I love them.
Felicia Day. The other night we played, I'm really excited because Bang is one of my, like, all-time favorite board games because it's so simple and I'm a huge, Western fan, especially spaghetti Westerns. I mean, the cards are in Italian with English subtitles.
Yeah, I love that.
And they haven't been that big of a game company, except Jamie, Tyler, and Nikki went to, man, what was it, Comic-Con in Nashville? I don't remember which con it was. It was one of the big ones. And they teamed up with The Walking Dead to put out Walking Dead Bang, which that's a huge IP right now.
I've
so
yet to be to a Comic-Con.
Yeah, I go to like all the board game cons. But
I've yet to go to one of those. I've yet
to go
to a con.
DICON every year is so fun.
Weren't we supposed to go to DICON because of that stupid card game that we've yet to do?
I have it sitting right over there. It's right over there behind my remote.
Oh, yeah. apparently, as Set Go Studios, we have a card game that's going to come out sometime.
Yep, we just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I actually have kind of taken over a lot of the responsibilities because Brandon's busy, but we need playtesters, so if you want to playtest and promise not to steal our ideas, you can play it.
Yes, please. Send us a message on our Facebook. We will we'll let you play.
You'll be in the credits.
Yeah.
We'll give you a free deck.
Exactly.
And a free dick.
Fine. How you doing, ladies? No.
But, like, I love Bang and the fact that they got a huge IP like Walking Dead to be a part of their games. I'm like, oh, now I hope they come out with more games because they have only put out three card games before.
You know what's stupid, though?
Should be a lot of money.
About our card game?
Hmm.
Like, Brandon was supposed to kickstart that forever ago.
I know. Well, I got to get all the rules completely finished with it. That's literally what I'm working on
now. You
know,
actually, my wife was supposed to do those fucking rules, and then Brandon just never gave it to me to give to her because she's an, like, really dead grammar Nazi, and I don't give a shit.
I had my mom go over it for grammar and shit because she is English crazy. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that'll be coming out sometime eventually. I've got all the math written down. I've got all the stretch goals and everything. I just need people to play test and look
like
over
the
rules.
Fact that, there was a post on Facebook that was like, blah, 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 and it said everyone but me. And I was like, I came up with, like, half the rules, you sons of bitches.
No card game for you.
Yeah, no, no credits for me. Like, you guys are going to make money off of it, and I'm going to get shoved out, sons of bitches.
Yeah, so that'll be cred for a game. We got a game. Fuck you. We're a game group, and we got a game.
Yeah, literally.
But we've also been talking about a board game, too, you and I. So we
need to figure out what the hell we're doing with that.
Because that's as far the idea we've got.
Pretty much. We're like, we should do a board game.
Let's go play Destiny.
Yeah. Or let's have a Weeby Nerds game night.
Yeah. Let's talk about board games. And then, no, let's just play games.
Yeah, we were talking about that while playing board games, and then...
And then we go, let's make movies, and then let's do this, and I just way too many fucking ideas.
Yeah, I know, right? So bad. Like, I was supposed to be doing a filterless video blog for the podcast, and that never fucking happened.
Yeah, but now we have you, because I'm going to need somebody with fucking video technical skills, because
I
have
to
movie
you guys
ideas.
With this forever ago.
Yep.
Like, this was actually supposed to be a video podcast at one point.
Yeah, a vidcast, which I still have plans to do eventually, but I just haven't yet.
Yep.
I mean, look, hey, we just having a podcast since February, so whatever.
I know. Like, we need to do this more often.
Well, you know, now that I got the fucking mixer back, now we can, and now that we know how everything goes. We spent a good hour before this just playing with this fucking mixer.
Yeah.
Because like it's, I think me and it share a birthday.
Probably.
So, it's older than Anton is, so whatever.
Are you older than me?
Well, hell yeah, I'm older than you.
Really? Like, by what, like a year?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
August 87.
Yeah, yeah, you are. Okay.
But, yeah, so now that we got this going, we got more shit to do.
How are we in the same grade?
My birthday is literally 2 days before, like, the school year starts, so I got shoved,
okay,
like,
yeah,
into
right.
that.
All right, that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I took driver's ed as a freshman.
That is amazing.
Yep.
I didn't take driver's ed. I didn't get mine until I was 18.
Yeah.
I literally didn't even
do I didn't get my license until I was 18, but I took driver's ed as a fucking freshman.
Oh, eh, whatever.
But, yeah, so we finally are getting to do more of our gaming shit, and we're hoping to do, you know, more vidcasts, blah, 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 blah. Got the game going.
Let's plays. I should be getting a capture box soon.
Yeah, so you can do console. I'm still doing just fucking shitty indie Steam games because I own way too many Steam games.
Yeah. So you'll be able to get a plethora of stupidness from us. And I promise I won't be as monotone as I am on a podcast.
I do have one console game up on our Let's Plays, though, and it's only because I take that back. That is a Steam game. I vowed never to put Magic the Gathering on there because what's more boring than watching somebody play Magic the Gathering?
Watch four people play Arch Enemy.
Yeah, that's true. But I... did the thing that I do where I just get tons and tons and tons and tons of cards out and I attacked all at once, and after you win you can go back and look at the battlefield and the counter was still going in the negatives, like thousands of points more than the damage I did. And so I just recorded like 15 seconds of it doing like 100 damage a second under after the match had already ended. And it was just a funny little glitch. So that's like the only magic that I will ever record.
An achievement for like killing like 300 points over points or some shit.
Well, if you actually play those magic games on like the console and stuff, it will lag your game out if you try to attack with too many things at once.
Oh yeah,
because it can't do it.
It's
360,
terrible.
We killed one in Oklahoma. But yeah, so we have some Let's Plays. We'll be getting more soonish. Once we get in with Sideways, I think every Wednesday and sometimes on the weekends, because again, I have nothing to do, we'll just be impromptu game nights. So that'll be fun. We'll have multiple tables. I mean, between us all, we probably have $3,000 worth of board games.
Yeah, you'll get to meet us. We'll, like, I don't know, do something.
Yeah. We have a lot of shit planned. Originally, like I said, this was going to be just podcast, and then board games are funner. So
yeah, and we do all of this shit for fun. So I mean, nothing's gonna probably ever cost you anything. So meh.
Yep, buy 50-cent sodas from the guy. We'll be fine.
Yeah, please don't bring drinks. Like, buy it from the guy. That way, he has an incentive to like
keep letting a shit ton of players come play at his shop for free.
Yeah, I know. Like, where even Heroic in Edwardsville charges you like. It's stupid.
If you want to do some kind of hosting.
Yeah, like, I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah. I just want to play some fucking board games and let strangers come play board games also.
I know, like, it's just a good time. It's kind of like why we go, well, actually, I guess Weeby Nerds will be doing midnight release things now.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're always sitting there anyway.
Originally, it was supposed to be
filterless. Shit, at Destiny, I took a card table and it's fuck video games. We just sat there and played Munchkin and Bang for like 2 hours.
Very true, and then I got my ass beat at Mario Kart, which was cheap as shit. Actually, but it was the first time I
ever played before. Yeah.
No, I literally lost that match because it was the first time I ever played split screen, and I was clipping corners on the last round. I was like, had I got one
because you lost by like 1 point, I believe.
No, it was two. Like, had I got one place higher, we would have tied, and that was gay.
I just thought it was funny playing Mario Kart.
Like,
it
was like I just got punched in the dick gay.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even like give me a hand job. He was like a sadist and punched me in the dick.
I saw that in porn bloopers once.
Really?
But yeah, the next game I actually buy, because I hate myself, speaking of sadists, is there is an actually in 1970, I believe, two, Hasbro put out Escape from a Nazi Prison Camp board game. And
I will
nothing
go half
but
with you.
Yeah, nothing but
one.
Good reviews online. Obviously, it's never been re-released, but the only people selling it are in like Britain. And it's a big game. The box weighs like 15 pounds, and it's $60 to buy it and $60 to ship.
Yeah,
so
I swear to God, dude, I will pay for shipping.
Yeah, supposedly it's really fun. Like, five people are in the prison collecting items to escape, and one person, me, gets to play the Nazi prison guards and has to, like, snipe them outside the walls and shit. Oh, it looks so fun.
Oh, I want to play that so bad.
And it'll be my second most expensive game, because Jamie and I bought The Descent First Edition, because it was, like, $150, because when Fantasy Flight stops or goes out of print, their shit immediately jumps up, like, $80.
Oh, yeah.
But that's Fantasy Flight. And in coming out in a month, I have it pre-ordered, is the XCOM board game. Which
I will never play that.
Super excited for.
Never going to play it.
There is, for a Fantasy Flight game, it's weird because there is no rule book. The whole game runs off an app, and it actually teaches you how to play, and each playthrough is different because the app controls the other side doing everything the whole time.
Nope. I hate XCOM.
Oh, I love XCOM. So that's going to be, I've already got that pre-ordered, and it comes out, I believe, in November. Oh, fuck board games. Like, I love video games, but god damn it, video games are board games are fun when you're just sitting around fucking making fun of each other and
kicking
each other's
asses.
Oh, yeah,
not to mention, board games were the original way for, like, nerd networking. That's how you found girls before Geek to Geek. You were like, hey, do you like board games? And they're like, if they weren't like, ew, get away from me, you fucking nerd, you're like, I found the one.
Baby, do you want to touch my pocket protector? That's still why I hate, and I'll never watch more than the one episode of, what's that fucking TV show that's on about nerds? Big Bang Theory. I hate Big Bang Theory because it's literally like, oh, look, we're still nerds in the 80s. Look, we can't talk to girls and blur.
No.
Like, Fuck you. Nerd culture is huge right now.
See, I like Big Bang Theory because I'm a physics nerd. So, well, like, I get a lot of the jokes that people don't get.
Yeah, but I've also heard that as the seasons go by, they keep dumbing down the jokes because nobody is getting
the
fucking
nerdy jokes.
It's because
it got popular.
Well, and I'm an old school fan of Seinfeld, but the laugh track on that show is just way too fucking loud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. But the thing was, is like, at the in the first season, they were, like, joking about engineering, and I'm going to school for computer engineering, and they were talking about, like, trying to build this IKEA thing for Penny, and they're like, well, it's not being a very good heat sink, and blah, 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 and they ran to go get, like, aircraft aluminum, like, from a junkyard, and I was like, I get that, because it's hilarious, because the heat wouldn't, and then, like, I'm looking at people, and they're like, I don't get it, and I'm like,
like,
oh. Like, that's how I felt on the inside. I was just like, oh, you didn't get it. Like, that's exciting to people like me. Like, I spent $65 on an electronics repair kit to fix a laptop screen for my wife because our kids broke her, like,
but that's
my
a sweet kit, though.
Well, they broke my mother-in-law's laptop. That was the most fun that I've had in ages, was trying to figure out how to get this case open to, like, get the laptop screen out. That's what I find enjoyable, other than video games. Like, if you need to, if you ever broke this laptop, I will fix it.
That is perfect. I'm actually going to use you whenever I switch out my hard drive on the PS4, so.
Oh, yeah, no, dude.
Because they made it easy as shit this time.
Oh, dude, I got that fucking on lock. You don't even have to worry about that. Well, I've already swapped mine with the
as
one
much
terabyte.
As Xbox hates you mixing shit out, and it's like, Sony literally told Game Informer to put, like, a 6-page how to change your own for newbies hard drive thing in their magazine.
They were like, hey, the reason why we have this 500 gigabyte was to keep it cheaper than Xbox. That was it. We want people to change it up.
Yeah.
Literally, you just got to take off that one panel, the slide panel that says PS4, and then there's this giant gold screw, and then it comes out. As long as
you
use a laptop hard drive, you're good.
Yep.
I have a 1 terabyte.
Yeah, because they even told Game Informer, like, here, put these literally the specifications for the size, and
literally,
you just pop it in there.
I know how to get it in safe mode, and I know how to copy your entire hard drive to a thumb drive, which I have a 64 gigabyte on my keychain right now.
Yep.
Where is it? Yeah, right there. 64 gigs, and I could just plug that in, copy your shit, put it in.
Perfect.
2 seconds. Too easy. All I need is an ESD band so I don't fuck up your PlayStation, which I have one in my electronic repair kit.
Goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. And then so. I think the next thing I really want to look into is the D&D Next that just hit, because it supposedly is just super fantastic.
By the way, if I'm really quiet in this podcast, I am super sorry. I'm used to Brandon's radio mics, and we've got these little radio shows.
We're holding them by our hands. These cost $18 a piece.
Fuck yeah, because Brandon still has
my
mic
stands. I
bought
this whole setup for, like, $32.
Yeah, no joke. Brandon's still got my mic stands, so we're holding them right now. I'm coming for my mic stands, Brandon.
You'll never listen to this, but maybe somebody will and tell you that we're coming for his mic stands.
Yeah, so if you get on the filterless page and be like, Weebie Nerds is coming for those mic stands.
Let's see. I don't know what else we got. We got some post-production bullshit to do, and then maybe this will be up by the time I'm done saying this sentence. Of course it will, because you won't hear this until it's put up.
Yay. Well, that was dumb.
All right, so Weebie Nerds and Weebie out.